Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson. The peasantry has always used managed land and other natural resources for subsistence to have a dignified life and develop their own culture, both individually and collectively, as part of the peasant identity. The article defines what the natural resources are that are referred to: the land, water bodies, marine and coastal area, area for fishing, grazing and forest, and define who are the right holder individually and collectively. It explains why this right should be exercised to ensure an adequate standard of living, to have a place to live with dignity, in peace and security by maintaining our culture. Also, it provides for the non-discrimination and equality between men and women in access to land and resources. It recognizes the right to land management, including the collective dimension. It protects against arbitrary displacement, including the right to return to the land and resettlement with the necessary guarantees as well as appropriate compensation. It provides for distributed land reform, especially for the most vulnerable and landless population. Finally, it discussed the use of the land sustainability through agroecology. This right has been recognized in international law for women and indigenous peoples through CEDAW and Declaration of Indigenous Peoples and the Directive on the Right to Food and the Responsible Governance of the Nature of the Land, Fisheries and Forests and Sustainable Small-Scale Fisheries in the FAO. Finally, Chair, we would like to draw your attention to the agrarian reform process that is happening now in Indonesia and this parallel country. Agrarian reform was discussed with the head of the state institution, such as the House of the Representative, the People Consultative Assembly, the Regional Representative Council, the Supreme Court, and the Council of Court, the Supreme Audit Agency, and the Judicial Commission, and it is now taking place in our country. There will be the distribution of million land to the landless indigenous people, fisher people, and other people living in area that have not land for the agriculture. This is the current government to implement in this period. This also highlights the collective aspect of the implementation of the right of to land in our country. As we say early, when the right to land is our hand, we see a future which is more just, equal, and robust rural economics, where peasants and other people working in rural areas can contribute more positively to communities, to our life, and to our countries. Chairperson and states, please move forward on the right to land in the draft declaration. I thank you.